I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. This is your safe space for independent thinking from 9 to 11 o'clock each weekday. Next hour, I have my regular segments, False Flag Friday. There is a lot going on in the world right now, and it is not great. I'll tell you what, Joe Biden surrounded himself with a bunch of warmongers, same kind of warmongers that Trump surrounded himself with, George Bush surrounded himself with, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Carter, Ford, Nixon, Johnson. It's the same old, but there's still a lot going on that we are not paying much attention to these days because it's all about COVID. So we'll talk about that and then finish up the show this week, as every week, with This Week on the Crazy Train. All kinds of things with COVID. Some good social justice warrior nonsense going on. So it's just fun to have a laugh at it on the way out. Quotes of the day today. Lysander Spooner says, government is in reality established by the few, and these few assume the consent of all the rest without any such consent being actually given. I talked about this yesterday when it looks at this $1.9 trillion spending package and all of the goodies that are given in there to all these different groups. I'm just not sure why I'm expected to pay for it. There's this presumed social contract between me and a federal government that I've not consented to. I have no desire to drop bombs on foreign countries, to pay for a vaccine I don't believe in, to bail out Illinois pension plans. I just am really not sure exactly why there's this supposed understanding that carries this force of imprisonment that says, we've got a bunch of ideas, we're going to need you to pay for them. Can you imagine walking into your neighbor's home? This is not, hey, Bob, it's Mike. I've got some ideas on how you should live your life and what you're going to do with your money. None of us would ever do that, nor would we allow another neighbor to come into our homes and do that yet each and every day. And we're about to get into Biden's speech where he pretends to be our daddy. We would never presume to tell somebody, number one, how to live their life, but number two, what they're going to do with their money. Yeah, Bob, been really thinking about it because I'm a smart guy and you're just a worker bee. I really been thinking about some things in the world that need to be fixed, and I'm going to need to take about half your income each year to accomplish the things that I believe need to be accomplished. You don't have a problem with that, do you, Bob? Why? I'm just not sure what the difference is between my neighbor knocking on my door and demanding a third, a half of my income to pay for his harebrained ideas or a federal government. I signed nothing. I love this country, but I ask nothing of it except to get out of my way. It should ask nothing of me except to be a productive member of that society. Anyway, we're going to get into Joe Biden's speech today. Really quite disgusting. Other quote, though. Franz Fanon said, sometimes people hold a core belief that is very strong. When they are presented with evidence that works against that belief, the new evidence cannot be accepted. It would create a feeling that is extremely uncomfortable called cognitive dissonance, and because it is so important to protect the core belief, they will rationalize, ignore, and even deny anything that doesn't fit within that core belief. And we have never seen, I have never seen in my 53 years, the cognitive dissonance that goes on in this society right now where people absolutely refuse to change their mind on anything. And I would say this is probably applies to, I don't know, 90, 95% of people. They are so set in their beliefs that it does not matter whether facts you present. Yet, I continue to do it. I wanted to, real quick, start the show with an apology. Anybody who tried to call in yesterday about the legislature stuff, I got a lot of calls coming in when I had Stephen Utroska in for Americans for Prosperity. And he gives us his weekly update on what's going on in the legislature. Yesterday was really a pretty eye-opening, disgusting show. Particularly, and this is not Stephen or American for Prosperity's point of view, it's mine and mine alone. Delbert Hoseman is a thug. The guy presents himself like this aw shucks sweet old man. But he's a political shark willing to do whatever it takes to manipulate legislation to bend to his will, no matter what the Mississippian says, the average people out there, what they vote for. He doesn't care. I got to tell you, I will oppose this man for any office that he seeks, and I can guarantee you with the way he operates, he will be seeking further offices. But he is the Darth Vader of the Mississippi legislature, as I can see it right now. Somebody feel free to prove me wrong. Anyway, I didn't take calls yesterday. The phone was ringing. I didn't take them because Stephen's got so much to get through during the course of our time here. But I'm going to try to, he may come in early next week. We'll spend a little bit more time on it, and I will take calls. So apologize to those of you who called yesterday. We'll try to rectify that next week because I know Stephen likes to take calls too. We just probably need to get to them quick. There's a lot of things going on in the legislature here we want to get to. All right, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a quick break now so I've got a longer segment next time and get into Joe Biden's speech last night. I hate political speeches, and this was one of the absolute worst that I think I've ever seen. Biden spoke to Americans like they are helpless children, and he's our daddy, really encouraging us. It's almost one of those things, if you get out there and you try really hard, we'll go for ice cream after. This is the speech that this almost 80-year-old man gave to a bunch of grown-ass Americans. I will say, I think they got his drug cocktail right yesterday. I don't know, I think he spoke for 20, 25 minutes, relatively coherent, not a lot of stumbling, a couple of small things, but he didn't stammer through the entire thing. And outside of the fact that I found myself repeating the same phrase over and over just during that 20, 25 minutes, I just kept saying to myself, oh, please, God, shut up. Would you please shut up? I've never seen a speech that was only 20 minutes that felt like it was so long. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen to a pathetic nation of helpless children, apparently. We'll cover that when I come back.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
If you have Republican friends or conservative friends or family members who tuned off of the Mike Madison Show when I vainly attempted to hold Donald Trump accountable to things and actually dared to criticize dear leader during the Trump administration, tell him to come on back. Now we got President Biden, and I'm going to rip him a new one just about every time this guy gets on screen. And people will eat that up with a spoon. It is really, it is quite astounding. There was, I thought there might be one good thing about the Biden administration. Where I'm not even going to get that. Doesn't look like. I'll talk about that next hour. A Biden speech last night was one of the greatest markers to me of the infantilization of the United States of America. I didn't like Trump's speeches either. I don't like political speeches. They're full of lies, false promises. But this one was really extraordinary to behold. The one thing that I noticed as I first started watching it, when the very beginning of it, he called out the numbers of people who died. Of course, he pulled out the piece of paper in his pocket of exactly, you know, up to the minute, how many people have died. We know this number is wildly inaccurate, but he still quotes it. And I can't help but feel sorry for the other 3 million people who died in the United States in the past year. We have memorialized and covered the tragedies and interviewed the family members of people who have succumbed to COVID. And the other 3 million people, you didn't die of a sexy thing. We don't really care about that. I guess the 700,000 people who died from heart disease last year and every year will die again this coming year. You don't get a presidential address. Nah, you just died of natural causes. Well, tune into my Wednesday show. I might be able to help you with that. The 600,000 people who die every year, and this past year included, of cancer. You're just a statistic. Cancer isn't sexy anymore. No presidential address for you either. Although I may be eating those words because I believe Joe Biden, in his phase two of his massive spending bills, I think Joe Biden has said he's going to cure cancer while he's in office. All those poor people who died of chronic lung problems, this is like the third or fourth leading cause of death here, Alzheimer's, diabetes. Nobody really cares. You've all been eclipsed by this virus. And the great thing is, though, I mean, when you listen to these authorities, whether it's Joe Biden or Anthony Fauci, you would really think, because they focus us singularly on this one virus and any death that is in any way, shape, or form attached to it, you would really think if we just do as we're told, when we get rid of COVID, there will be no more death in the United States. Everything will be wonderful. It'll just be fantastic. I mean, we might have a few of the regular old meh deaths, you know, the ones we don't pay attention to. But ultimately, what Joe Biden said yesterday is, quit being stupid. I'm going to play just a little clip of this. I can't listen to very much of it. I think this is about a minute. But this is the infantilization of an entire country. And shame on those of you who listen to Joe Biden and believe he is somehow cares about you, and that it's his job to maintain your family relationships and tell you what you can and cannot do. I really urge you to reassess that.
I need you. I need every American to do their part. And that's not hyperbole. I need you. I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity.
Ugh.
And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well. Because here's the point. If we do all this,
if
we do our part,
if you do your part,
if we do this together,
if you do it all
by
together,
July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout or a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day.
Oh, my gosh. If you behave, if you do the right things, there's a good chance you can. Hey, guess what, Joe? I can regardless of what you say. I can whether or not I wear a mask. I can get together with 100 people if I want to, whether or not I get your experimental vaccine. Again, this is the infantilization. This is the, if you clean your room and if you eat your vegetables, you may be able to watch TV tonight for 30 minutes. Not a lot of TV. It's kind of like the crowds. You know, you may be able to get together with a small group. Now, don't go crazy. Don't be calling 10 of your friends. But if there's 4 people that you're close to, if you do everything we say, you may be able to call those 4 friends and have them come over. Again, don't get crazy. You don't get an hour of TV. We're not giving you 2 hours of TV, but we'll give you 30 minutes of TV if you clean your room and if you eat all your vegetables.
That doesn't mean large events.
Of course.
With lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together. After this long, hard year, that will make this Independence Day something truly special.
Yeah, you got to love the irony of that. Independence Day celebrates the times that the United States, patriots within the United States, threw off the shackles of an oppressive British government. And Joe Biden says, if you do everything that the government demands of you, they will allow you to possibly have a small event. Anybody else see the irony there? This is the most powerful, most intrusive federal government we have ever had under Joe Biden and Donald Trump, I might add. And they are actually teasing us with possibly allowing us to do a little something for ourselves if we behave in honor of the holiday where we actually threw off the shackles of government control of our lives.
Where we not only mark our independence as a nation, but we begin to mark our independence from this virus. But to get there, we can't let our guard down.
Behave.
This fight is far from order, from over. As I told the woman in Pennsylvania, I'll tell you the truth.
No, yeah, of course.
A July 4th with your loved ones is the goal. But a goal, a lot can happen.
Oh, yeah. It's a goal, but yeah, we're not guaranteeing it. If you clean your room and eat all your vegetables, you might be able to watch television, but we'll see. We'll see. This was actually a quote from this maniac's speech writer. Because, you know, maybe Joe didn't put the speech together. Somebody wrote it, put it on a teleprompter, doped him up with a bunch of drugs, threw some makeup on him so it didn't look like he was about to die. And then he went out and read it. This is a quote from the speech. We will issue further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated. Let me read that to you again. We will issue further guidance. This is your federal government telling you. We will issue further guidance on what you can and cannot do once fully vaccinated. It was only about 3 or 4 months ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, wasn't it? If everybody gets vaccinated, we can get back to normal. 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Well, that wasn't enough. Now everybody's got to mask up. You got to shut your business down. Restaurants, you can only have 25, 50% of your people in there for an extended period of time. Rolling lockout, lockdowns, all these different things. Well, we've got to keep doing all these issues until we have a vaccine. Until we have that vaccine. Now we have the vaccine and they're telling you, well, we'll tell you what you can and cannot do once the vaccine's rolled out. Once you're all vaccinated with this experimental shot. This is the President of the United States telling you, let me make it clear. If you don't behave, we will lock you down again. You got that? Behave, or you are back in a timeout. Because Joe Biden and Anthony Fauci and Thomas Dobbs all think that you are just a stupid, stupid child. And really very gullible at the same time, because I see the people taking this experimental shot. Whew. You got to be a guinea pig for Big Pharma, and if you are, and behave yourself, they'll let you free. I can't stomach another second. I've got a couple of the clips from the speech. I can't play them. I just can't do it. I can't listen to this man. I can't be continually slapped across the face with the realization that the American people have become such cowards and such babies that need to be taken care of by governmental agencies that have never shown a proclivity towards success or making your life better in any way, shape, or form, and yet you continue to cling to them. Now, I know there's a lot of Republicans out there. Well, not us. We hate Joe Biden, too. This isn't us. Well, I got to tell you, this whole thing got kicked off under Donald Trump. It doesn't matter what party, what politician you're in love with or despise. Most everybody is a statist at this point. You love the government. You wait for the government to tell you what to do. If you're a Trump fan, you wait for the... Trump has got a statement out right now about this vaccine. I got to go find it. I didn't clip it before the show. I ran across it. I mean, this vaccine, I am just, I'm stunned. I am absolutely stunned at what I'm seeing with this vaccine. I'll have to find this. Oh, here it is. It's an article on Zero Hedge. It's funny talking about, I don't know, did the mainstream media call Joe Biden's speech dark, like they called every one of Trump's speeches dark? I'm sure they did not. But Trump apparently knew that this was coming in this speech. And he put out a statement. I guess he sent out an email essentially saying, hey, remember, if it hadn't been for me, you wouldn't even have this vaccine. Here it is. This is Trump. Trump sent out an email, I guess, to his followers before this. He said, I hope everyone remembers when they're getting the COVID-19, parentheses, often referred to as the China virus, close parentheses, vaccine, that if I wasn't president, you wouldn't be getting that beautiful quote-unquote shot for 5 years at best and probably wouldn't be getting it at all. I hope everyone remembers exclamation point. This is Donald Trump doing another victory lap on the experimental vaccine that's being rolled out across the country that has already killed well over 1,000 people that we know of. But of course, we are to champion his return to us in 2024 at this point. Absolutely amazing. I don't know how the Trump supporters do it. That's, like I say, it's cognitive dissonance. I don't want that shot. It's an experimental shot. But I love Donald Trump for rushing it out and getting it to us. I don't see how you get there. I ran across this real quick just to kind of follow up on Joe Biden and his ridiculous mask. Man, you got to keep wearing the mask. The gold standard, what I always hear is, well, they did that study, but it's not peer-reviewed, right? If you bring up anything. Well, they've looked at Sweden, but they haven't done a peer-reviewed study of Sweden. There's some anecdotal evidence that hydroxychloroquine works, but we need peer-reviewed studies of it. So I've got a peer-reviewed study right here in front of me. This is PDMJ, Primary Doctor Medical Journal. This is a report that was put out by three researchers, three PhDs. It was put out November 2nd of 2020, completed peer review and revised November 9th, 2020. So this is a peer-reviewed study. I want you to listen to this language in here. Wearing a mask causes physiological changes to multiple organ systems, including the brain, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, and the immune system. We examined changes in oxygen and carbon dioxide concentrations in mask airspace that is available to the airways over the first 45 seconds of wear. Our findings of reduced oxygen and increased carbon dioxide in a masked airspace are not inconsistent with previously reported data. We also consider the range of injuries known to occur to the above-named organ systems in a state of hypoxia and hypercampria. As an excretory pathway, carbon dioxide released by cells throughout the body and then past the alveoli and then the airways and orifices has not been previously challenged by deliberate obstruction in the history of the animal kingdom, except for relatively rare human experiments. Self-deprivation of oxygen, also known in the animal kingdom and rarely attempted by humans. We examine the physiological consequences of the experiment, and they go through both the reduction in oxygen to a human being and the increases in carbon dioxide to a human being. Charts, it's very sciencey, peer-reviewed. And I looked at this and just thought, look, you know, I don't wear the mask when I don't have to, when I'm not forced to. If I'm on private property and they require it, I have a decision to make. Do I want to continue to patronize this business, or do I want to go about my business? But I'm a, you know, it's not the store clerk's fault, so I'm not going to yell at them. But I looked at this and I just started thinking, well, of course. I mean, you know, these are the kinds of things many of us have suspected in the first place, that these masks are not good for your health. And I thought, well, maybe this is just the, you know, this is why Joe Biden can get away with giving a speech treating people like children, because we've basically starved our brains of oxygen for the last year, so we are ripe to be talked to like children. Like special needs adults who really can't think for ourselves. So we need a commander in chief to think, do all the thinking for us. We need Anthony Fauci and Thomas Dobbs to do the thinking for us, because we've starved our bodies of oxygen for so long that our brain no longer functions normally. This study is here. If anybody's interested in it, you can email me, MikeMadison@WYAB.com. Again, I'll send you the peer-reviewed study. Looks like it's about 30 pages long. Last six pages are all of their citations of previous research that they are drawing upon and other studies that have shown the exact same things. And it's quite amazing that the recommendation is to still do this. Of course, I wasn't even aware of this study. It's 5 months old, because it doesn't get any of the press. They just tell you the vaccines are 100% safe and that the masks are 100% effective. And again, we've been so starved of oxygen, I guess we just accept that. I'll be right back.
Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he's the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. I don't know. I'm sick of covering COVID. Maybe people are sick of hearing about it. It's the sociological effects of what's going on that are amazing to me. And the thing is, it's not over. Even though Tate Reeves has lifted restrictions on businesses, let me just tell you, I do not believe for one second that this thing is over. Do you know Italy is locking down again right now as we speak? Why? The mutants, the variants. They've got this in their holster. And we either steel our minds against the idea that they are going to pull off any more of these draconian lockdowns and requirements of individual businesses or individuals themselves. I'm going to play a clip now. I'm going to let you know where Fauci's line is, where maybe he'll sit down and shut up for 10 minutes. This guy is just a media whore. People genuflecting at his feet is just absolutely disgusting. This is the miniature Mengele on the line that he sees gets us a little bit closer to safety.
Joining us now is Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor and the nation's top infectious disease doctor. Dr. Fauci, thank you.
Oh, and the highest paid government employee in the country. Let's not forget that. Your tax dollars are going to pay him about $500,000, maybe just little north of $500,000 a year. Reported on this before. How does that make you feel?
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Nora. Thank you.
You look at the national numbers. The U.S. is seeing about 60,000 new cases on average, roughly 1,500 deaths a day. Are you satisfied with where we are right now?
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
You have to keep up the public health measures.
Yeah.
That is unacceptably high. That is risky for triggering another surge. Now,
see?
We have something very much in our favor now because we have vaccinations. They've got to go
away. And they're really in your favor if you hold part of the patents of these vaccines. He leaves that kind of stuff out, but okay.
Way down. Well below, I would say,
here it comes.
My estimation would be clearly below 10,000 per day.
10,000 per day. That's the miniature Mengele's ideas of when we can, you know, be set free of all of this. Now, 10,000 people a day, that sounds like a lot of people, right? I don't know 10,000 people. That seems like a big number. Do you know what that is on a percentage of the American population? Can anybody do the math on this? I'll admit I had to pull out. I knew it was minuscule when I heard it. But I had to pull out the calculator and do the number myself. What Anthony Fauci is saying, and this is cases, not deaths, cases. He says all of these mitigation efforts need to remain in place. This is masks. This is social distancing. This is staying away from any diseased human who has not received the experimental shots until we are under, in his estimation, 0.003% of the country does not exhibit cases. That is statistically zero. 10,000 sounds like a lot. That's why they say 10,000 people. Because that's a big number to anybody. That's a good sized concert. 10,000 people in the United States is 0.003% of the population, and he is telling you right now that they will not let their feet off of your throat
until just the case count. And you know, what, 85% of those are asymptomatic. So I don't know what 15% of 0.003% is, but it's tiny. And they are not going to let us up until that happens. They also had this, the miniature Mengele was on CNN, where I'm sure he has set up a cot. He's on there so often.
You know from the Biden administration that they say it will make its decisions based on science. What's the science behind not saying it's safe for people who have been vaccinated, receive two doses, to travel?
You know, that's a very good question, John. And the CDC is carefully heading in that direction. You know, when Dr. Walensky made the announcement a day or two ago about the fact that when you have a couple of people, two or three or more people in a family setting, both of whom are vaccinated, even if it's someone from another, a friend that doesn't have to be a member of the family.
That, one of your diseased friends that we've told you to be frightened of for the past 12 months. You can even let one of your diseased friends from another household into your home.
That was the first in a multi-step process that they are going to be rolling out. They're being careful, understandably. They want to get science. They want to get data.
Data.
And then when you don't have the data and you don't have the actual evidence, then you've got to make a judgment call.
Do you want to know why they don't have this data about what vaccinated people can do? See, normally when they come up with a new vaccine, they test it for 5, 8, 10 years on human subjects, and they get the data from a bunch of volunteers or paid participants. Who the hell volunteers for a vaccine trial? Anyway, usually at the end of the vaccination study period, the experimental phase, they have the data. So when you hear Anthony Fauci say, well, we're trying to watch the data and then advise everybody on what they can and cannot do, just remember the reason that they don't already have this data is because they haven't studied this vaccine. You, those of you out there who have rolled your sleeves up for this thing, you are the experiment. You will be providing the data as they watch to see what they would normally do for people who volunteered to be in an experiment. Now they are rolling out hundreds of millions of Americans. They'll be watching you. And eventually, after 5 or 7 or 8 or 10 years, then they'll get the data on exactly how safe and effective this thing was. In the meantime, the media is littered with people telling you it's just 100% safe and completely effective. The reason they don't have the data is because they haven't gotten it from all of you guinea pigs quite yet. They are testing this on hundreds of millions of people. That's why I called Dr. Anthony Fauci the mini Mengele. I am happy to announce that I am, and will continue to be part of the control group that they will compare all of the guinea pigs against.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, I'll just go ahead and come out and say it right now. Look, I'm a human being like everybody else. I'm grumpy today. I don't know if it's Biden's speech It is the fact that America is now filled with helpless children. It may be that I am going to get off the air today, and then I've got to do battle with the rehab facility that will not let my vaccinated stepmother go in and see my vaccinated father as he is in a rehab, confused, and after a heart procedure. This is insanity. And I'm sick of living in a world where everybody is scared of their own shadows and waiting for some Anthony Fauci type, the mini Mengele, to come out and give you the all clear to allow loved ones to actually hold each other's hands in the hospital. So I'm grumpy. Maybe that's where we can trace this to, but I'm not done. A huge majority of Americans, including nearly two-thirds of Republicans, support the $1,400 stimulus checks President Biden is calling for, and his full $1.9 trillion stimulus proposal also has strong public backing, according to a new poll from Quinnipiac University. The poll found that 78% of Americans supported the stimulus checks, including 90% of Democrats and 64% of Republicans. How far your party has fallen. I know, but Mike, they crushed us with the lockdowns. That's our money anyway, so it's their fault. We need to get the money. It is your money. I'll agree with you there. If you get a check, cash it. They've been stealing money from you your entire working life. If you get a chance to get some of it back, that's absolutely fine. But the way to handle, you know, the lockdowns, these kinds of things, is to refuse them like a free human being. Republicans, including prominent Republican politicians, save maybe two or three that I could name, pretty much just accepted these lockdowns. And now you have seriously, you're telling me you've got 64% of Republicans are in favor of this $1.9 trillion bill? There is no hope for this country. None. Let the government steal money from your children's generation because you were too weak and scared to stand up for yourself for the past 12 months? I'm a go-along-to-get-along guy. I mean, I almost, you know, as long as I've lived my life over the last 12 months, pretty much. It hasn't really gotten in the way of anything that I could control. I didn't have a restaurant that I could stand in the door and refuse to close. I wish I had. It would have been great for the show. I would have enjoyed tangling with people and being somebody in Jackson that stood up. Mike Land at Madison Barber Shop was about the only person I know that originally just really stood up to this thing. But we won't stand up for, stand up for your children. Seriously, 64% of Republicans are okay with stealing money from future generations now to get their stimmy? To get your stimmy. But I mean, taking the check is a lot easier, I will admit. It's a lot easier than actually refusing to comply with wildly unconstitutional mandates from either Daddy Trump or Daddy Biden. Kevin McCarthy came out, House Minority Leader. You always know you're going to get a tough statement when the title is Minority Leader from the Republicans. You don't get tough statements on spending and things like that when they're the Majority Leader, but when they're in the minority, oh, they're the squeaky wheel then. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy described it as, quote, a laundry list of left-wing priorities that do not meet the needs of American families. See, he thinks he should meet the needs. I mean, Kevin McCarthy didn't set himself on fire in front of the Capitol saying, I'll be damned if you take the people of the United States and shut them down unconstitutionally. No, he didn't. He just kept drawing his paycheck, and I'm sure he wore his mask when he was told to. And because, you know, that was President Trump at the time, so he didn't really say anything. He goes on to say, it's very liberal. They called this the most progressive piece of legislation in history. For those who are watching, progressive means socialism. Huh, what a hack. What an absolute hack. He didn't have any problem with the last five COVID spending bills. Isn't that interesting? But this one, oh, this one. And it may actually be worse. But that's the difference between syphilis and gonorrhea as far as I'm concerned. He is playing the partisan idiots out here, so you won't look at the Republicans, what they've done for the last year. You will only blame the Democrats for this thing. And from what I see on talk radio, it works. Because God knows nobody but me will call out Trump and the GOP for the prior spending bills. We just want to look at this one. This one suddenly has got the ire of the Republicans. And nobody wants to hear me preach at them. But shame on every single one of you who stood for this and pretended this is a single party issue and that Trump wasn't part of this problem. because that's the reason that this keeps happening. Because we bat this thing back and forth between the two parties, and we stand down every 4 or 8 years when our team gets in control, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. Listen to this statistic on money stuff. I'm speaking to the 64% of Republicans out there who are for this stimulus bill and getting your stimmy now. You know, this money doesn't exist anywhere. It is fresh printed, Fed, phony money that our future generations will have to pay for. It took from the founding of the United States to 2020 for M1. This is the money supply. And M1 is the money supply that includes things like physical currency, demand deposits, traveler's checks, and other checkable deposits. This is money that you spend, okay? It took from the founding of the United States to 2020 for this M1 money supply to get to $4 trillion. What is that, 235 years? We got M1 to $4 trillion. And then it took 1 year to get this money supply, M1, from $4 trillion to, anyone, $18 trillion. 235 years to create $4 trillion. In 1 year, we created $14 trillion. But you're getting your stimmy. Yeah, you're getting your stimmy. All you have to do is thrust us headlong into hyperinflation. If I wasn't on this ship, if I was watching from afar, a beautiful island through the binoculars, this would be much more entertaining to me, but I'm on the ship with you. I am on this ship. And people are just letting it sink. The $300 extra unemployment boost that's in this thing is also going to finish off the local mom and pop shops that even made it through the lockdowns. You understand this is going to dramatically raise labor costs. To all of these mom and pops that have finally suffered, it's not going to hurt the big corporations that have actually benefited from the lockdowns. They'll be just fine because they can always finance anything they need to finance. If they need to increase their labor cost, it doesn't really matter to them because they've got endless streams of free money. But for the mom and pop shops, this $300, and the problem is, here we go again. I know. It's one of these socialist things these Democrats did. Trump's executive order signed in this extra $300 for unemployment benefits too that has driven up the labor costs. It made it very hard for small local mom-and-pop shops to even find employees. Who wants to get off the couch? For low-income earners, if you can draw, you know, $1,600, $1,700 a month off of unemployment benefits, and you're faced with going to get a job, even if it's $1,800, you're going to get off the couch and go to work 40 hours a week for $100, essentially, when you can sit still and do nothing? This has been going on, Republican, Democrat, Biden, Trump. It doesn't really matter. I'm glad the weekend's coming up. I'm so disgusted with the vast majority of America. Hey, look, I know there's a lot of people listening to me agree with me, and you're frustrated too. I don't know if I'm preaching to the choir or if I'm tuning people off. They're just clicking the channels because you don't like me calling out this weakness. It's like being alcoholics. We have to admit we have a problem. And I mean we, not just them. We think that they always have a problem. It is time for the American people to admit we've all got this problem. Be right back.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. It's Sunday. It's Friday. It's Friday at 10 o'clock. So I get into my little segment here, False Flag Friday, on my gloomy, grumpy day. If the media were to report on this radio show today, they would report it as dark, disturbing, like what they called Trump speeches. Flipping from domestic policy to our foreign policy here on the show, it is not a way to cheer me up. I do finish the show with This Week on the Crazy Train, where some of the stuff is just so absurd, you almost have to laugh at it. Poor Pepe Le Pew. But, you know, when Joe Biden was elected, or selected, whatever you want to call it, when Joe Biden was installed, I thought there might be one thing about the Biden presidency that would be a positive. And it was a big negative, in my opinion, of Donald Trump's presidency, was this hostility with Iran. I thought Joe Biden would get us back in that nuclear deal and at least take that off as a topic. I'm going to play a clip next segment about how many of you are duped. A lot of people are still so anti-Iran. It's really cute. I mean, you can call in the station and tell me where Iran, show me on the doll where Iran touched you. Because what's funny to me is a lot of conservatives, and they're fewer than used to be. Thank God for Donald Trump, who woke people up about these endless wars in the Middle East. The best thing about the Trump presidency, I think, by far. But what's really funny to me is I know a lot of conservatives and Republicans that really don't like all this micromanaging of our lives from Washington, D.C. You don't like Fauci bossing you around. You don't like Thomas Dobbs bossing you around. You don't like Tate Reeves and his restrictions. You don't like Joe Biden coming out and giving you conditions for meeting up with people on July 4th. You repulse against that. But at the same time, you think it's okay if the United States goes around the world placing conditions on every other country and how they should operate. For some reason, these same politicians that you don't like rule in your lives, you think it's okay if they go rule the lives of other countries. Joe Biden is not approaching Iran the way I thought he would. So the one possible good thing I thought might have come out of a Biden administration is pretty much off the table on Thursday. Pro-Iranian media in Iraq uploaded a rare video showing an IED attack on an American convoy in Anbar province. At a moment of continuing tit-for-tat between the U.S. coalition and Iran-backed Iraqi militia groups in the region. The video shows a direct hit on the envoy with a statement saying, quote, an Iraqi group calling itself the International Resistance claimed responsibility for targeting an American logistics convoy in the city of Fallujah today. This was reported by Newsweek. Americans are still in Fallujah. Really incredibly sad, but there's a tit-for-tat going on with Iran right now. Of course, I knew Joe Biden was surrounded by a bunch of warmongers, just like Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Carter, Ford, Nixon, Johnson. The last one to rebel against it was John F. Kennedy. Well, we see what happened to him. There is a tit-for-tat. Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz told, of course, Fox News, in an interview published Friday, that the Israeli military is updating its plans to strike Iran's nuclear program and it's prepared to act independently. Gantz falsely portrayed Iran's recent steps to advance the civilian nuclear program as the Islamic Republic racing to develop a bomb, which they've been saying now since at least the late 80s, early 90s. They were always 6 months away from getting a bomb. Now, what's interesting is that you will hear a lot of these things like this attack that they did on this convoy, these poor troops that we have still stuck over in Iraq, because we refuse to hold our politicians accountable for sacrificing our young soldiers. We refuse to. We didn't for the last 4 years because it was Donald Trump doing it. So whoever he left over there was okay because he knew best. Before him, Obama. Before him, Bush. But you'll hear about these aggressions by Iran. The media will report about them breathlessly. Did you hear about this? There's new leaked intelligence was in a Wall Street Journal on Thursday, reveals that Israeli intelligence has been waging its own tanker sabotage campaign against the Iranians over the past 2 years. This was in the Wall Street Journal. Israel has targeted at least a dozen vessels bound for Syria and mostly carrying Iranian oil out of concern that petroleum profits are funding extremism in the Middle East, U.S. and regional officials say, in a new front in the conflict between Israel and Iran. So Israel's been attacking Iranian ships, trying to carry their natural resource to Syria. And why does Syria need Iranian oil? Because the Americans have come in, along with Turkey, and stolen their oil fields. Again, a lot of the people who think that the federal government shouldn't be meddling in our lives, most of those people are perfectly content with them meddling in other countries' lives. Joe Biden, I did expect this, Joe Biden getting us into more conflict with Russia. I talked to a Democrat the other day. Boy, she's not a Russia fan. It's going to be quite a high hurdle to try to deprogram her, but we'll see. Is Russia's government good? I am sure they are not. But here's the difference. It's kind of an interesting thing. My government, the American government, has lied to me relentlessly for decades about foreign policy stuff. Really, my whole life, but I've been aware of it for decades. I'm sure the Russians lie to their people, too, about foreign policy stuff, and I'm sure they do things they shouldn't be doing. But the thing is I know my government lies to me. I can kind of assume Russia's government lies, but, I mean, I know mine lies. So I'm a little bit lighter on Russia, really, than I am our own foreign policy establishment, because Russians haven't lied to me repeatedly that I'm aware of. At least I can tell you the American government lies about these things. According to a report from New York Times, the Biden administration is planning cyber attacks against Russia in the coming weeks. Cyber offensive could come with new sanctions and would mark serious escalation towards Moscow from the new administration. Anonymous U.S. officials told the Times that the first major move is expected to happen over the next 3 weeks. It will consist of a, quote, series of clandestine actions across Russian networks that are intended to be evident to President Vladimir Putin and his intelligence services and military, but not to the wider world. Although this is put out in the New York Times. So the Biden administration is launching a cyber attack. This is based on the stellar winds, or the solar winds, excuse me. Stellar winds is actually one of the operations that the CIA runs against us, I believe. But the solar winds hack that we've accused Russia of. Now, Russia has denied this. Again, I don't know. I'm sure the Russian government is just as willing to lie about anything as we are. But I know my government lies, so it's pretty hard to find a good actor in any of these things. Multiple U.S. intelligence agencies had issued a rare joint statement in the wake of the solar winds. You believe these multiple U.S. intelligence agencies? The one that told you Trump was a Russian asset? Of course, it doesn't stop us from giving them $1 trillion a year in funding between the military and these intelligence agencies. But they all came together and they said with this solar winds intrusion, it was likely Russians behind it, though without offering evidence or specific intelligence verification of the allegation. However, it's since been confirmed that SolarWinds has largely faulted its own secure server lapses, including the fact that an update server's password was literally SolarWinds123, which had been leaked by an employee online beginning years ago, according to prior congressional testimony. So some nut job here has got a password of SolarWinds123. The system gets hacked. Immediately they blame Russia. And we're off to committing a cyber attack on them within the next couple of weeks. Now, I don't know if anybody remembers Vault 7. Does anybody remember Vault 7? This was from a little organization you may have heard of at one point called WikiLeaks. Do you remember WikiLeaks? Their founder was a guy named Julian Assange, the guy that Donald Trump persecuted for his entire time after the Obama administration had persecuted him and Donald Trump left him rotting in a prison in England without pardoning him, without calling off the dogs. You remember him? Well, he told us through the release of the Vault 7 documents that U.S. intelligence could make an attack look like it came from Russia. But I'm sure they wouldn't do anything like that, Mike. Of course, they're honest with us. I'm gonna play a clip when I come back. It's a Mark Dice clip. He's talking about Operation Mockingbird. It's something that everybody should hear and should be aware of. And the funny thing is, for all of you anti-Iran hawks out there, I heard a caller to this station last week calling and saying, Joe Biden's giving them more money and he's playing nicey-nice with the Iranians. I'm telling you right now, Joe Biden's trying to start crap with them. And if he doesn't, Israel's going to force us into a conflict with Iran. But you're still all hell. There's a lot of people out there who still believe this idea that Obama gave a bunch of taxpayer money to the Iranians, because you just refuse to understand the actual fact is that Iran was just giving its money back in exchange for signing a peace deal. Is Iran's government good? No. I don't want to live in Iran. But they also aren't a threat to the United States. And if you don't like politicians meddling in your life here, why do you want American politicians meddling in the lives of any other country around the planet? Anyway, I think this is a good clip from Mark Dice where he just really goes through Operation Mockingbird, because if you'll notice, particularly all of you. I speak to this conservative audience, a lot of Trump supporters who really got on board with this. We got to face off with Iran. They are this big threat to us. Biggest sponsor of terrorists, just repeated over and over by Mike Pompeo. And you just, okay. I want you to understand, watch the media anytime there's a story about Iran. Why is it that CNN and MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox News, why are they all on the same page with anytime something comes up, they talk about Iran's aggression, Russian aggression? They seem to differentiate, I mean, between Fox and MSNBC. They seem to disagree on so many different things. But when it comes to Iran, they all seem to agree, along with all the intelligence sources that they bring on and the Mike Pompeos and the nut jobs that Joe Biden surrounded himself with. They all seem to agree on Iran, and they've got you believing it too. Well, listen to Operation Mockingbird. It's a good sum up, summary of it. We've talked about it here before, but it's good to hear again, because when you watch the media, for those of you out there who've been brought to this anti-Russia hysteria, this anti-Iran hysteria, it's worth thinking, maybe I'm being played. I'll be right back.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
I got to tell you, I might not be right about some things, but I was anti-war before anti-war was cool. Thank you, Dr. Ron Paul, for really kind of waking me up to the warfare state. I didn't take the Trump presidency. I was already there. And I certainly applauded Donald Trump for his anti-war policy, because I came to realize we've been played. Now, at the same time, well, probably one of the first places I diverged from Donald Trump after voting for him in 2016 was when he went real all rogue on Iran. So the peace, that nuclear deal was the worst thing America's ever done, because it sunsetted. I had callers call me up and go, well, yeah, well, it must not be a great deal because it sunsets. I guess the caller thought, well, we get to put restrictions on other countries for infinity. They can't stop us. But instead of renegotiating it, Trump just dumped it. And the caller to WYAB the other day said, yeah, they're already ramping up their nuclear production. Pretty interesting. So let me get this straight. We have a nuclear deal with Iran. The U.S. rips it apart, throws it away, but we expect Iran to still abide by their side. We just don't have to abide by our side. We can throw all the sanctions back on them. We can surround them militarily. We can harass them in the oceans, on the land, all these other things. I'm no Iran fan. I am an anti-interventionist. I want to avoid war at all costs. I want to save our soldiers and the innocent people of the Middle East. But it's just really funny to me that people think we should be able to rip up a treaty with Iran, but still hold them to it. That's an odd thing. I'd like to do a contract negotiation with you, because I'll make sure I get some good terms, and then I'll totally refuse to hold up my end of it. But I'll hold you to your side. This is Mark Dice talking about Operation Mockingbird. It is just something that people need to understand, the way that the media manipulates people. And if you're a Fox News viewer, if you're a viewer of anything, I just encourage you to pay attention to the fact that even Fox talks about the Russian aggression everywhere. Fox paints Russia as an enemy. God knows MSNBC and CNN and all the mainstream networks are trying to stoke hostilities with Russia. But Fox does it too, as did most of Donald Trump's cabinet. Even while Trump was saying, wouldn't it be great if we got along with Russia? Then he hired everybody who said, no, Russia's an aggressive threat. It is just stuff repeated over and over and over again to try to trick people into thinking you have this enemy.
Operation Mockingbird was discovered during a 1975 congressional hearing that showed that the CIA was spending $1 billion a year in 2016 dollars, adjusted for inflation, in under-the-table bribes to all major American news outlets, editors, and reporters in exchange for their covert cooperation to act as government mouthpieces and gatekeepers. The director of Operation Mockingbird at the time, Thomas Braden, admitted that if the CIA wanted to, say, extend a present to someone, he said, suppose this man could just use $50,000. That's $250,000 adjusted for inflation today, by the way. He says that he could hand it to him and not have to account to anybody. He said there was simply no limit to the money that it could spend, no limit to the people that they could hire, no limit to the activities that it could decide were necessary. The Congressional Committee's report revealed that the CIA currently maintained a network of several hundred individuals around the world who provide intelligence for the CIA and at times attempt to influence opinion through the use of covert propaganda. These individuals provided the CIA with direct access to a large number of newspapers and periodicals, scores of press services and news agencies, radio and television stations, commercial book publishers, and other foreign media outlets. After the Church Committee's report was completed, Rolling Stone magazine published an article naming some prominent journalists involved with Operation Mockingbird who worked for the New York Times, the Washington Post, Newsweek, Time Magazine, the New York Herald Tribune, Miami News, and other major media outlets. Shortly after these revelations, the former president of CBS, Sid Mickelson, was asked if the CIA still worked with reporters, and he said, yeah, he thinks they probably do, but a reporter would have to be much more circumspect because of the revelations of the 1970s. He said when doing it now, they run the risk of at least being looked at with considerable disfavor by the public, and that you've got to be much more careful about it the public's today. Stupid. During the early years of the Iraq War, the U.S. military secretly paid Iraqi newspapers to publish stories written by U.S. soldiers claiming that they were written by Iraqis who were supporting the U.S. invasion. Of course, most of the American mainstream media parroted the fear-mongering false claims of the Bush administration about the supposed threat posed by Saddam Hussein and his non-existent weapons of mass destruction. A 2008 report uncovered that many of the military analysts on TV who were reporting on the war in Iraq and the war on terror were actually in the Pentagon's pocket.
Oh.
Hidden behind that appearance of objectivity, the New York Times reported, is a Pentagon information apparatus that has used those analysts in a campaign to generate favorable news coverage for the administration's wartime performance, they admitted.
Now, I wanted to point this out, too. We have Operation Mockingbird going on these vaccines. You hear that Joe Biden's referring to this as a war footing with the vaccinations. It's really the same thing. It is the same thing. We have Operation Mockingbird going on with the hours-long infomercials for vaccine on the morning shows, the later news networks, all of the networks. It's Operation Mockingbird on the new vaccine for a virus that's 99.8% survivable from everybody. And if you're a healthy adult, it's something like 99.992% survivable.
In April of the year 2000, it was discovered that several soldiers from the U.S. Army's Psychological Operations Group had secretly infiltrated CNN and NPR, National Public Radio, several years earlier, where they worked as interns. NPR embarrassingly admitted that the U.S. Army's Psychological Operations Unit did place interns at CNN and NPR in 1998 and 1999. They said that the placements at CNN were reported in the European press, and then they were terminated. CNN's Anderson Cooper interned with the CIA for not one, but two summers while he was in college. But when this was reported 20 years later, he claimed that he decided not to pursue a career with them, but then instead went to become a journalist, even though he had no training or experience, and then quickly became one of the faces of CNN. Cooper wrote on his blog later on CNN's website that he told all his employers over the years, but none of them have chosen to talk about it publicly.
These are just a few of the examples that clearly show that Operation Mockingbird type of activities continue to this day. These covert war propaganda programs were also adopted and implemented when social media emerged, and sites like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and the comment sections of online news sections were targeted for control as well.
So there you go. It's still going on right now. For all of you out there who are buying into this war hype, I don't care if it's Venezuela, if it's Iran, if it's Russia, if it's China, you're being played. Now, China, obviously, we have some issues with them. They're certainly a competitor, but this march to war, Biden's sailing ships through the Taiwan Strait right now. Everybody always thinks, well, yeah, it's true about those other countries, but it's not true. We definitely need to face off with China. We definitely need to face off with Russia. We definitely need to face off with Iran. They're all coming from the same people. They're all benefiting the same people. And just a spoiler alert, it's not you or me. I'll be right back. All night
with the king. Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and I saved the last 30 minutes of every week's material to take a look at the absurdity of the past week in a little segment I like to call This Week on the Crazy Train. I never leave myself enough time, to be honest with you, for this stuff because there is so much stuff. I'm already having to start a self-censor on all these clips I've got. But nothing has made us more insane and whacked out than our response to coronavirus, and particularly these supposed grown-ups that have been in charge of our children during this period of time. This story showed up. Our children continue to pay the price for the insane adults that are running the show.
The group of Burbank seniors spent most of the school year unsure whether they'd even have a chance to play baseball during their final year of high school.
Now a pair of photos meant for their yearbook is keeping them off the diamond once again. Eyewitness News reporter Leo Stallworth has reaction from players and the school district.
You are looking at the seniors on the John Burroughs High School varsity baseball team in Burbank. The picture taken in January is part of a two-decade tradition for varsity seniors on the team to take a photo together for the yearbook. The moms of the athletes organizing the photo op, which ended up on social media.
The
Burbank Unified School District seeing the picture and punishing the players for violating COVID safety protocols, not wearing masks, and proper social distancing. The entire varsity baseball team suspended from organized practice or conditioning drills for a week, and all eight seniors on the team in the photo suspended for 2 weeks.
The district and board members decided, or they tried to cancel the whole varsity season as a result of the pictures.
Now this is kids that got together for a picture. They are part of a demographic group of teenagers whose risk of being hospitalized and dying from COVID is statistically zero. They were probably in more danger driving to the location of this picture statistically than they were at risk of developing and dying of COVID. And yet the authorities there felt that this was a reprehensible crime and wanted to cancel their entire season.
But our athletic director and coach fought for us, and they compromised on a two-week suspension instead.
The district issuing this statement, I have decided to delay the return of athletic conditioning for the John Burroughs High School baseball team by 1 week so that the team can review health guidelines, and safety protocols.
In the United States of America, you can be suspended for school for 2 weeks for taking a picture. For getting together and taking a picture, the story goes on. I don't have time to play the whole clip. Somebody goes, well, it wasn't even the kids that did it. It was the moms. So I guess they set upon these moms that dared to get their children together for an unmasked picture and shamed the moms, no doubt. Chuck Todd keeping everything going, letting everybody know we're just a hair's breadth away from another lockdown, people.
And now, even as the case and death rates have fallen in the past 2 months, new variants are threatening to produce a fourth wave, while governors are loosening restrictions, prompting fears that spiking the football too early here will lead to a new spike in cases.
Oh, very clever there, Chuck Todd. That's it. Don't you guys get very excited? Don't start living your lives. You're just a hair's breadth away from another lockdown, we swear. This was an interesting one as we witnessed the vaccines. I have a clip here, but I covered it earlier this week about what I thought was the most pathetic moment of the week when they celebrated the hugs, that senior citizens would finally hug their children if they were fully vaccinated. Now, seniors may need to be careful, but they have been treating their own grandchildren like biohazards, convinced by authorities to do so. So now they've rolled out the vaccine. How's that working out for us in the schools?
One middle school, two high schools, and six elementary schools closed for the day in Olentangy School District. This after a shortage of subs following the district's second COVID vaccination clinic.
Huh. This time around, knowing that the second round of vaccinations was going to take a little bit longer to recover, they decided to do the shot clinic on Saturday, which enabled teachers to have time to recover if they needed to. But it just seems that it needed a little bit more time.
Olentangy School says the vaccination clinic was held Saturday to allow for some recovery time. It contracts out subs and put in a request for more specifically for Monday, but there simply weren't enough to cover all of the buildings.
It's hard to find subs even in a good year.
So what happened was they went out and they inoculated all of the teachers, and they all, so many of them had such a bad reaction, they couldn't get back to work 3 days later. So they had to cancel the school. I got to tell you, this shot sounds absolutely fantastic. I see why you people are lining up for it. Good Lord. This is an older clip, I think, but this is the guy, the military guy that was running Trump's Operation Warp Speed. He uses some, what I feel, fairly unfortunate language in this, talking about getting shots into senior citizens.
Till plan, very extensive requirement of over 70,000. States are already executing, are going to execute this week, and we are executing the scaled start with CVS and Walgreens this week. The bluff is, if they want to do it, we can figure out how to get it done, but we are ready to really take a good, hard, right approach to executing and taking care of these great Americans that are in the elderly category.
Excuse me, what? You're looking forward to taking a big, strong approach in doing what?
Approach to executing and taking care of these great Americans that are in the elderly category.
I mean, maybe at a Biden moment. It sounds to me like he was excited about executing our older generation. The test apparently is not without risks itself. I have not had one. You know, here's a question for you. We are told to wear a mask, right? We got to wear a mask because the idea is that stuff that is coming out of our mouth is so full of this coronavirus, such a disgusting hodgepodge, petri dish of germs and coronavirus, that we must muzzle ourselves so that our spittle does not go into the air and infect another human being. So if our mouth is teeming with this coronavirus, why do they have to jam a swab up into our brain to detect coronavirus in the tests? Are they doing that just out of sheer sadomasochism?
New tonight, a woman says a routine COVID nasal swab test has led to excruciating pain and the need for surgery to repair the damage.
This after Shari Tim went to have a routine COVID test. She was in need of a heart diagnostic test, and protocol states she had to test negative for COVID before they could run any test. She says the swab was inserted in her nose. She instantly felt pain.
Started from the back of my head, just extended to the front of my head, and just my entire brain was in extreme pain. Instantly as well, there was a fluid just leaking from my nose.
Shari was leaking spinal fluid. A neurologist from Methodist and an ear, nose, and throat doctor diagnosed her with pneumocephalus days later. This is when there has been a rupture in the dural membrane, or the lining that's around the brain, which allows air to enter the space that's normally occupied by the head. Experts say it's rare, but they aren't surprised it happened.
The patients are asked to tilt their head back in a trajectory that's more parallel to the nostril or the bridge of the nose is what's followed, and that's what can bring that swab much higher up and put you in range of potentially, you know, having that COVID swab then rupture.
Fortunately, there is a procedure to fix the hole. That would be a laparoscopy. While it's unlikely it'll happen to you, if you feel uncomfortable when getting swabbed, speak up.
If you're getting the COVID test and they stab you in your brain, make sure you say something to them. Let's see. I tell you what, I'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. We got, of course, a couple of Biden clips, and then we'll get into cancel culture and then just the plain old crazy of the past week.
Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
All right, final segment for the week. And look, this weekend, some good news. Our loving government is going to give us an extra hour of daylight starting on Sunday. This is daylight savings time. This is like getting rid of the Department of Education. They constantly talk about, I think we're going to get rid of daylight savings time. It makes no sense these days, but anyway, they are a loving government and will give us an extra hour of daylight now. That always puts me in a better mood. I got to tell you, I hate it when they slam us shut, slam us into winter and the 5 o'clock darkness. So anyway, but a great place to enjoy that. You want to unwind, you want to enjoy that, or even the eve of daylight savings time, you can head out to Your Pie in Gluckstadt, 340 Calhoun Station Parkway. Good weather. Got a beautiful little patio out there that's always my favorite. I think I talk about it every time I talk about their restaurant. They've also got, if you want to check out some of the men's basketball tournaments, or women's, I don't want to be sexist, they've got TVs out there if you want to catch some of March Madness. 10-inch brick oven fired pizzas, pastas, paninis, desserts, salads, beer, wine, Coca-Colas, and gelatos. You can get whatever you want to out there. Great business, great staff, veteran-owned, locally owned, survived through the coronavirus, but they need our help. They've stayed on their feet, but they need us to help get them running again. Make sure you download their app. Go to the App Store, download the Your Pie app. You'll get all kinds of points and prizes, things like that, it kind of benefits for going repeatedly. And on the 14th will be Pie Day out there too. If you have their app, if you're one of their loyalty members, you'll get $3.14 off of one of their large, already reasonably priced pizza pies. So make sure on the 14th you head out to Your Pie too. Again, they're at 340 Calhoun Station Parkway out in Gluckstadt. Tell them Mike Madison sent you. All right, here is... You know, I go off on foreign policy stuff, but at least we know we've got a strong man at the helm these days as our commander-in-chief. Doesn't that make you feel better?
I just want to thank you both, and I want to thank the former general. I keep calling him general, but the guy who runs that outfit over there. I want to make sure we thank the secretary for all he's done to try to implement what we've just talked about.
So this is Joe Biden. He couldn't remember his defense secretary's title, his name, or what that outfit over there was. What he was referring to is the Pentagon. The guy, I mean, is he not wearing it? I mean, at this point, I think we should allow him to wear an earpiece. He's just embarrassing us across the planet. He went on. He had a little trouble with some economic stuff, too.
The vast majority of economists, left, right, and center, from Wall Street to the
come on, buddy. You'll get there. Come on.
Economic polling initiatives.
Oh, what a shame. There is no such thing as economic polling initiatives. I'm not sure what he was talking about there. Let's see. This is kind of fun to watch the Cuomo meltdown, and now someone has put out the, how they talked about Cuomo during 2020 in the media. I love the supercut.
David, we're standing by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth.
Well, Cuomo is a sexual predator. Oh, excuse me.
Versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day. Everything Trump isn't. Honest, direct, brave.
Apparently he was out there day after day after day molesting women.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one, than the President of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke.
It takes a lot of strength to hold the ladies down.
To National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, no. I think, is one of the heroes on the front lines.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Not
Andrew
anymore.
Cuomo, who has a daily television show now and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
No, yeah, well, he just didn't realize that Cuomo was actually referring to his victims. It's telling them the hardships you endure at my hands. They'll make you stronger. This week in the cancel culture, we saw they were really going after the cartoon characters this week. And cancel culture this week, I believe, just in the past few days, we had Dumbo, Peter Pan, Pepe Le Pew, which is, I got to say, one of my favorite characters of the day. And Speedy Gonzalez, I believe, also bit the dust. So rest in peace to you cartoon oppressors. Even though they are canceling these people, CNN still had the nerve to do this piece because they've also canceled Dr. Seuss.
The COVID relief bill is about to be law, and so the Treasury will have to withdraw. $1.9 trillion, not billion, not million, $1.9 trillion, and that is a lot. To have great effects, to write lots of checks, $1,400 checks, that's what the Dems got. Republicans said no, a unanimous no-go. Too much, too fast, too good for Joe. But a good day for stocks and a good day for Fox, which filled its blocks with Seuss book shocks. Some GOP cried Seuss got the cancel, even though the racism was fairly substantial. And the gain for Seuss was quite financial. The distraction of it all was circumstantial.
Racist! Oh, they think they're so clever. I believe that was on CNN. Let's see. They are talking about the violence against the Asian community these days, and there's a term that I was not familiar with and what the Asians are being accused of these days.
The less narrative is that if you are a white person, you're privileged, or if you're a person of color, you're oppressed. But Asian Americans inconvenience that narrative because although they're a person of color and they have experienced racism and discrimination in this country, I think the recent wave of anti-Asian attacks prove that to be completely true. They have experienced racism. They still perform at a level that is comparable to whites and even higher than whites in things like grades, average SAT test scores, average income, and those kinds of things. They inconvenience the narrative of the left because even though they're supposed to be oppressed and supposed to play victims, they actually, because of their culture and because of their educational skills and traits, are able to achieve a modicum of middle class success in this country.
So, and I've even heard that there's this language used where, you know, basically you're kind of white. Yeah. How does it work exactly?
White adjacency. That's the new narrative in our culture today. One thing I talk about in my
white poor Asians. They are white adjacent, and apparently that is enough to also get you attacked and demonized as well. Let's see if I can pull up this clip. This was a crime clip out of, I believe it was Texas. Is that where this thing was? Yeah, well, let me get to this other one first as this clip cues up. To talk about just the insanity of the past week, I don't know if you saw the story. I don't have a clip on it, but this digital artwork, these are the new NFTs, the non-fungible tokens. Yesterday, I believe it was, this artist, his name is Beeple. You need to go look at this thing. He did a digital collage. It said it took him 8 years to do it, but I actually did a collage similar of my kid's artwork when I was a kid, and then I got it printed out into a poster. My key was I should have left it digital. He sold this digital portrait, which exists nowhere except, I guess, in the cloud and on the blockchain, $69 million. And finally, this is, you got to admire this guy's ingenuity in Dallas.
The man accused of using a loaner car from a dealership to rob a Texas bank is now sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. According to court documents, Eric Dion Warren was in the process of finalizing the purchase of a BMW just outside of Lubbock. The dealership loaned him a car. He went to a nearby bank and handed the teller a threatening letter. 15 minutes following the robbery, he was back at the dealership where employees say he was waving around cash as he went to finalize the purchase. The plan fell apart when someone working at the car dealership got a call about the recent bank robbery while Warren was still there. When he was arrested, police found a painted pellet gun resembling a real one. Katie Johnston for CBS 11 News.
I don't know. I mean, there's some level of ingenuity to that. The guy went, found a car that he liked, convinced him to let him take it on a test drive, went and robbed a bank to get the money to come back and buy that car. It was foiled by that one person that was, I guess, paying attention. Anyway, look, robbing Peter to pay Paul is just the American tradition these days. The government takes money from one group, hands it over to another. We take money from future generations and hand it over to the greedy, selfish adults of today. I don't know. If that's not a crime, I don't know why this guy borrowing a car and going to a bank for a little bit of somebody else's money to pay for his car is any worse. That's all the time I got. Hope you have a fantastic day. I will talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.